Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Critical Combo Radio Show with your hosts, Red, Rob, and Chris Knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, Critical Combo Radio Show, with your host, Chris Knowledge, and
Red Rob here.
All right.
All up in your head, peace. No.
Push the button. Who will push the button?
Apparently, David Cameron, the guy that likes to stick his dick inside of pigs.
Yummy.
He's come out and he said, I'm prepared to press the red nuclear button.
Did he?
Yeah. That's one of the articles I've lined up there.
What a...
First, it started off as a rhetorical question. Now we got to answer. This fucking wacko psycho. Along with Obama. I'm sure they'll be fucking holding hands and licking each other's buttholes. And everybody burns in a fucking nuclear fire fuckball.
How crazy is that? They're all literally ready to push this button. So just to give you a sneak peek. I mean, we're only running an hour broadcast, but we're going to be talking about a lot of this Russia, China, Syria, United States jogging, because that's pretty serious. You know what I mean? I mean, that's probably the most important thing that's happening today. You know? I mean, yeah, there's fucking supposedly UFOs. The world was supposed to come to an end. But, I mean, it's kind of funny how our last broadcast we were talking about that guy from France who supposedly was able to, what was his name? But he supposedly prophesied or had predictions of what was going to happen on September 27th and 28th.
Yeah.
And he did say it's not necessarily apocalyptic or whatever, the end of the world, so to speak, but something's going to change humanity.
Exactly.
And here we are weeks later, not even really, like a week and a half later, and Russia's bombing the shit out of Syria. Supposedly ISIS is being taken down and fleeing the cities because Russia and China is just raping them. And this is something the United States allegedly was supposed to do for the last how many years? So I think the jig is up, so to speak. And I think it's not going to look good for America, man.
Wow. It's already not looking good.
You know, we're...
They came out, they said, oh, well, you know what? We can't have you guys going in unilateral force and bombing people and taking out civilian casualties, and then the next day, you know, U.S. forces destroy a fucking hospital. They killed 10 people in a hospital, and you know, but apparently that's all right. You know, that's okay. That's tolerated.
And that's awful, dude. That's awful, because when you really look into it, man, I mean. We were supposed to be the good guys. You know, we were supposed to be the men and women who honored freedom and democracy and open, you know, an open culture, so to speak, you know, where we all had, you know, equal opportunities to be and do what we see as fit for ourselves. And here we are, we're in a situation where basically that's not the case, man. I mean, for the last 5 or 6 years, me and my buddy here at least 5 or 6 years, could be way longer than that. I mean, my timing is fucking horrible. But but at least for the last 5 or 6 years, we've been sitting here saying, man, our freedoms are being diminished more and more and increasingly and alarmingly. You know, it was just getting ridiculous. Now, you know, you see that the stage has been set, so to speak, because look what's going on overseas, man. Look what's happening in our country and all over the place. I mean, it seems like they wanted us dumbed down so we would really go along with this shit, and we have been. We haven't done nothing as a populace.
No,
nobody stood up
not.
To really stop what's going on. We don't really know what's going on in the Middle East. And now, you know, Russia and China, I'm not saying these countries are any great or any better than any other country, but I mean, who knows? Maybe Russia's not killing ISIS and we're just being told that. I don't know. But
well, apparently when they started bombing, they hit rebels. You know, who fucking knows who's who anymore in this fucking whole... It's really a whole fucking mishmash going on over there.
In Russia?
And we try to make it seem like, oh, we're giving our money to the good guys.
Excuse me.
But nobody knows who the good guys are. Nobody knows who's good, who's bad. It's all just a free-for-all trying to get control of this country. It's like, you know, it's one of the last countries that they said they were going to take down in that the Middle East plan that we talked about.
Well,
that one general came out and he said, look, and he was told, he came out with the information. He said, look, they came out with information. They told me that they're going to destroy all these Middle Eastern countries. They're going to destroy 8 or 9 Middle Eastern countries in a span of 5 to 6 years. And that was after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And every country that he listed so far has gone down,
yeah.
with the exception of Syria and Iran. And now, you know, and there's a whole new alliance being built there too, with Syria, Iran, and China and Russia. So it's really shaping up to be a World War III scenario.
Absolutely. You know, you got China and all that jazz getting involved. They're helping out with Russia and the airstrikes. And what's going to happen, man? This is not a recipe for, you know, a delicious gumbo southern dish here. You know, this is like a recipe for straight up bad things to good people shit. And, you know, millions and millions and billions of people on this earth have no idea how truly serious and important this whole situation truly is to everybody. You know, fuck American Idol, fuck football, hockey, baseball, and all that shit. Like, this is big boy shit. You know, I know this is a side note, but I met this girl. She's South African. She's from South Africa, right? Woman's intelligent. She speaks 11 different languages, shit like that. And she's amazed at how fucking stupid people are in America, we truly are, and how ignorant we are, and how we know more about stats and numbers with sports. I mean, we know shit that, you know, quarterbacks did 10 years ago. We know all their numbers, what they threw, how many yards.
Because that's what matters.
But nobody knows. But nobody knows anything about the economy or their stocks or any, not just the stocks, but, you know, just the monetary issues and the stock market or anything that has anything to do with our country's value.
Nobody knows how deep in debt we are, how fucked our economy is.
In fairness, everybody knows that this country's in debt. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but they don't fully,
but they don't
they
understand,
don't understand
the mechanics behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the problem. You know, people have no idea how truly things are going down this rabbit hole, and it's just beginning to become more and more, you know, it looks to me that it's going to the surface more and more. And it's just like they're not even hiding it from the people, and people still are oblivious. You know, right in your face, they're saying a hospital got, you know, bombed by the United States. That's a big fucking deal, dude. You know, let Saddam, dude, we took Gaddafi out for those reasons.
Exactly. This is something that Gaddafi would have fucking
said. We allegedly
fucking...
said Gaddafi did. But you talk to anybody. So anyway, real quick, I just want to finish this about this girl, right? So you know what she told me? She's been in this country for 13 months, right? She's about 25 years old, so she's young. But she tells me, she goes, the only thing I hope is that I'm not influenced like the rest of these people. I just don't want to be influenced. That's fucking serious, dude. Everybody in this country is looked at as the most influenced. Like, we're just influenced. That's it. We have no individual mentalities and mindsets. Yeah. We go, like we always say this, but we literally go along with everything. We go along to get along. That's sad shit, man. When you look at all these other countries, and we sit here and act like we're the proudest, the best, the greatest, and we're not, man. We're living off of old white lies, old man tales.
pretty much, man.
We're living off of old man tales. So it's not surprising to see Russia, China, and all these countries that have developed really, you know, getting involved now. They're probably sitting and going, look, this is getting old. You know, how much of this bullshit can possibly continue going on? And it's just going to get worse. So I'll start off just real quick, I guess.
Going back to bringing up this whole thing, this whole controversy now with the Doctors Without Borders hospital gets bombed. It's actually kind of ironic because you have one Nobel Peace Prize winner here bombing another Nobel Peace Prize winner, if you really fucking think about it. You have Barack, the savior of humanity, savior of the USA, Obama. This guy who got got the fucking Nobel Peace Prize within his first year of getting selected to become president. And what did he really do?
Yeah.
What did he really do to do that?
He got the Nobel Peace Prize literally in the first year of office.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even the president yet. He, you know, the critics couldn't criticize him because everybody would say, well, give him time. Well, if I can't criticize him, if he can't get attention like that based on not being in the White House for that long, all right, then how the hell can he get a Nobel Peace Prize for not being in the White House for that long? You know what I mean? Like, you know, the shoe goes on both feet. So it's like, you know, I voted for Obama in his first term, worst decision I've ever made in my life, but all that and a couple other fucked up nights when I was drunk and I fucked some fat bitches. But other than that, I mean, one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my life. And I really wish I could have took it back. But you remember how that all happened. We were scared shitless, dude. It's like all of a sudden your signature that I don't know how they got my fucking signature. Apparently from your driver's license or something. But we will learn that later on. We didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Our signature's right there.
Pretty creepy, right?
You know, that was pretty fucked up.
And when you look into it, it gets even fucking creepier than that, you know?
So, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you know, obviously, like I said, we're getting into a lot of this Russia stuff. We've only done an hour broadcast. I'm sure Red's got a couple other things you may want to, like, tab into there. But mainly, I feel like this is the most important thing in our lives ever. You know, more important than 9/11, more important than the war on terror, more important than the war on guns and all that bullshit. Because, you know, think about it, dude. This is the war on our life, like, the world. This is a world war in the making here.
This is a world war in the making. You're right.
You know, and our country is not prepared for this. I don't even mean our military. We might have the technology, but our people are not fit for this tech. We don't know what to do. More people are unfit. I mean, and I mean, like, out of shape in this country than not. I know this whole gym thing, and you know, and I just thought of this, by the way. All this gym shit you see on TV and all this, like, this whole thing to get fit. What if that's just a bullshit thing because they want to get people fit for these wars that are definitely probably going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, it's their way of manipulating us to get into shape so they can, you know, we have fucking well-trained people and healthy motherfuckers.
Could be. But then again, the majority of the country is they eat bullshit food that's GMO garbage.
But I know that. But think about it. The growing trend of yoga and fucking, you know, Zumba and fucking... You know, just working out has gotten large. Bro, there's more gym places than I've ever remembered. There's more places, there's more gyms in this, you know, just in my area alone. You know, there's two right across the street from one another. LA Fitness and the fucking Planet Fitness, right across the street from one another. You go up the block in Selden, there's, I forget what it's called, over by ShopRite or whatever it's called. Then you go up to by the, you know, in Smithtown, and there's by the Smith Haven Mall, another LA Fitness. They're everywhere, these gyms. And it's a growing trend. It could be, you know, subliminally in a way, a manipulated way, you know, making us think being fit is cool. I'm not saying being fit isn't, but who the fuck really wants to get fit to die? I mean, you live once in this world. Enjoy it, for Christ's sake. You know, if you want to get fit and live healthy, fine. I mean, that's the way you choose it. But come on, what's more fun, eating a chocolate cake or fucking eating a fucking Brussels sprout?
Well, the eventual plan is always going to be another war. That's always what it's going to be.
You always have to have
another war to distract people from
Most people don't know that.
To distract people from how horrible their economy really is.
Most people honestly believe that this is really real life shit. Like, this is really what's going on. Like, this is the way worlds work. And here we are in a world where it's 2015, and, like, Even like, look at it this way, dude. Look at the 90s and how people acted in their 20s and 30s. Now look at today. All right, they're stupid and shit, but they're not as, like, retarded. You know, like, 90s people are like, yo, what up, sir? Yo, what up, kid? They don't talk like that. Nobody really talks like that anymore. Because people look at it like it's a stupid way to talk. It's a childish way to talk. Yet here we are in 2015, and we're still getting along with countries the way we did since the beginning of time. I mean, what's the difference between Hitler and, you know, the German Nazis in Russia and America and Russia right now? What's the fucking real difference? Fighting over land and superiority? I mean, really, what's the fucking difference? We're going to go to war because we don't want to help one another? I don't get it.
Well, we became the new bully. We became the new since we became the new superpower, we had to have the rhetoric that we're doing it for everybody's freedom and enjoyment and liberty, and we got to make everybody safe. Which is all a fucking, it's all a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of fucking lies, and we can see right through it.
The big boy sitting outside is not going to work anymore. I'm going to say this, and Red, I want your intake on this, because I'm sure you've developed, you know, you grab stories around that probably go along with this one here. But as we know, you know, Russia basically, Syria's loving Russia right now for helping them, giving them side trades and shit like that, and special oil and shit that nobody else gets to have and whatever, right? Who is next in line? Afghanistan wants Russia to help too. So there you go. I mean, right off the gate, that shows you that, you know, basically all these countries are not looking at America the way we all, thought we were looking, you know, we were seen as. And Russia right now is basically looking like the new kid on the block, you know, the kingpin, so to speak, the big dogs. Motherfucking Rileys. So real quick, I mean,
it's kind of fucked up how it worked out that way.
Kabul needs Russian help in the fight against terrorist group Islamic State. This was announced by the first vice president of Afghanistan, General Abdul Rashid Dostan, following the meeting with the head of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov. Sorry, folks, I just don't know how to say these weird names. So, you know, long story short, without reading the whole fucking article, I mean, in a nutshell, you know, you got these guys out in Afghanistan, right? Your big political guys that basically, or allegedly, America helped set up are now crying out for Russia. You know, the people that put them pretty much into power are not getting any love at all. They do not feel safe with America around. That's bad, dude.
Yeah,
that's really bad. We're now the bad guys. So, you know, I mean, I just don't know what to say about it, man. You know, I mean, a lot of people want to go on and say that basically, you know, what war, you know, I remember when I was younger, dude. I remember when, like, Desert Storm happened. When I was a young kid, dude, I really thought that was going to be like the wars I've learned about, World War II, Vietnam, shit like that. And I was told by my brother, who was a Marine at the time, that there's no way any of these countries would ever want to fight us. And I said, why? And he goes, because we have the technology and all that jazz. And I would say for years, even after that, even as a kid, dude, that these countries are going to want to fight us. It makes no sense. Why not team up and fight us and take us down? And here we are, dude, 2015, for whatever reason. I'm not saying I fucking knew it all, but I fucking knew it all. You know?
Well, it's an eventuality. That's the thing.
Eventuality. And, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yep. And I think this whole thing, I mean, if we do have a World War III, and it's going to happen, it's eventually going to happen because it needs to happen. They need to have another major war so they can have a global, have a global government, like what they want to call it, a global government, which is really just New World Order, you know.
Mixed in with corporatocracy and all this other garbage.
That's it. There's always the aim that they've been working for, you know, 70 years now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, dude, I mean, we've known this kind of shit for the longest time, man. I mean, we did. We knew that this kind of crap was going to go down. And then eventually, you know, we didn't know exactly how, but we knew, you know, China, we knew Russia, these were going to be players in the scheme. And obviously, United States was the head ball, you know, the head ringleader of it all. But now here we are, dude. You know, you got 2016 coming up. You know, you got the elections a year from now, and that's all they talk about is this shit. That's not even for a year, dude. We got fucking a lot of time before these elections. That's all they talk about. Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. Then they talk about, you know, now the shooting happened, which is horrible, you know, obviously. But now, of course, what are they doing? Guns, guns, guns. Trying to get the guns out of all our hands.
Yep.
So, you know, what is realistically, I mean, I hate to say the word solution because, like, who could think of a solution for that? But what is realistically the avenues you can go down to even reach close to a suggestion for a solution? You know what I mean? What can people possibly do? I mean, it's great talking about this, but what the fuck are we going to, you know, as people do about this? You know, even if we alert everybody, if they're going to go to war, they're going to go to fucking war. There's nothing you can do. That draft's going to come quick. And guess what? All those young motherfuckers that are waka flocking all around, they're going to be put right in the fucking bunkers, bro. Those are going to be the motherfuckers that are thrown right in the line of fire.
That are fucking waka flocking around.
Waka flocking around like a fish out of water. And these motherfuckers are going to be the first ones thrown on that fucking, right on those grounds in boots. I mean, people don't believe that's a reality. It seems like everyone around us does not fucking care. Like, they just don't give a shit. Like, people would rather go online and search for a recipe for soup than search and find out what truly is going on with what's happening now.
Because it takes them out of their fucking safe world. They take them away from their distractions and the fucking.
Because, no, they're not just that dude. It's not just that, but every generation has been through wars. It just seems like a normal process to our very existence that wars are going to happen, and that's what it is. All right, fine. But, folks, I got news for you. This is not the typical wars that we've all read about in our history books. This is going to be the big one. I'm talking the worst one. I mean, there's not going to be a lot of people surviving this, no matter where you are. And if you do, it's going to be a very miserable, horrible survival. Once your nukes go off, dude, electricity around the world starts being fucked. You know, EMPs, nukes, it's electric everywhere. There's going to be worldwide blackouts. And then what happens, dude? Chaos in the streets. People don't know how to live. This world's going to go to shit. The war is going to be between countries who have – my balls are bigger than yours. Oh, no, I'm going to save them. No, I'm going to save them. You know, he said, she said shit. This the news. All they were putting was Putin, Obama, the way they shook hands and stared at each other. I'm like, what the fuck is this? An episode from Days of Our Lives?
Who's got the bigger dick?
What is this, a soap opera episode where they're showing the pictures of how they stared at each other? Dude, these are fucking countries. These are leaders of countries. The two biggest countries in the – one of the two biggest countries in the world – and you give a shit about how they stared each other down? Well, fuck them. That's not about them. It's about the people in each country that these two lunatics are putting into jeopardy.
You might think so, but it's really not. Because we're the expendable ones. Because when the fucking bombs start falling and shit starts blowing up, you know what? You're there. Go fight for your country. Go show us how much you love your country.
But that's my point. It's about us and what's going to happen to us. Who cares about the two of them and how they stared each other down like it's all about them too? It's not about them. It's about the people. Why are we looking –
And that's,
people,
why, that's why they need to make it a distraction to get you to fucking –
People even. Literally are – right, are just like completely brainwashed into thinking that, yeah, okay, Putin might be the leader of Russia, but – Obama isn't necessarily the leader of our country. He's the fucking leading representative of our country. He's the elected official we appointed to represent us, not lead us. Mr. Obama is not in office to lead us. He's in office to represent us. There's a fucking huge difference. You don't sit there and have a president lead you into, you know, bullshit. You have a frickin' dictator lead you into bullshit.
Well, that's what we've been,
a dictator lead you into war.
That's what we've been brainwashed into is we president. We don't have presidents. We don't have representatives anymore. Now we have the CEO. We have the fucking – we have the chief executive officer. That's who the president is. And now he can make his own executive actions, executive decisions and all this shit all behind our back. And this has been going on for, you know, 20, for 30 years now.
You know, and they have these two pricks sitting up there, staring each other down. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? And then they had a meeting between each other. Nobody discussed what they talked about. I want to know. What did my commanding chief speak to this other guy about? You know, now that this guy's bombing shit, we're bombing hospitals. Shit, so what the? It just really, really sudden turned fucking crazy, like quick. You know, Russia just starts bombing shit on their own validity. America bombs a fuck. Why are we still bombing shit in Afghanistan? What is possibly left in Afghanistan?
I don't know. Rocks and fucking goats and heroin. Heroin. That's what's there.
Yeah, but
heroin,
we got it already.
Heroin,
it's ours. We got it. It's over. That, I don't
heroin
that an
and minerals and oil, gas pipelines, all this shit that we already have. You know, we have a chokehold on it. We have to fucking.
Come on, dude. For fucking.
Well, apparently the war in Afghanistan's over. You know that. That's what they said, what, 2-3 years ago, something like that, 4 years ago?
For 14 years.
Who knows? Who knows when?
Dude, for 14 years, we've been sitting here, you know, literally for 14 years. We've been in Afghanistan, basically. We run them of everything we needed. What are we still bombing them for? What terrorist group exists there? That who would be stupid enough to sit in a country that's being bombed on a constant, repeated basis for fucking 14 years? You know what I mean? Who? Nobody. You know, and you got these guys in Air Jordans fucking with AK-47s. You're afraid of them? Come on, dude. But all right, I'm done ranting a little bit. I know you got some things you want to cover here.
Oh, God. Well, just as a side note to throw in, since we're talking on all this stuff here, World War III, like I said, needs to happen. According to the plans of the, you know, people that really run the world, that really run the show. If anything's going to happen, if they're going to try to create a global government, World War III needs to happen. And it was talked about, you know, by more than 100 years ago by Albert Pike. If you look into this, like you said, self-fulfilling prophecies, look into there's a conversation between Albert Pike. Albert Pike was a Freemason, and he was the head of all the Freemasons in the U.S. in like the 1800s, 1900s. And he wrote out a letter, which he was talking to an Italian guy, Giuseppe Mazzini. And apparently conversation between these two guys is that, look, at least three world wars need to happen. And it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. And they talked about how they're going to use different forces and infiltrate different forces around the world to get to play people off against each other.
Probably. I mean, what else?
It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting letter or conversation, whatever you might want to call it. Look it up, folks. Check it out for yourselves. Like I said, self-fulfilling prophecies. So now we have, like we noted, Russia went in unilaterally and went in. They just started bombing terrorist camps, which are funded by us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we've been doing everything in our power in the last 2 years to, what was the word that Obama used? Downgrade ISIS.
Sure.
Not destroy them or defeat them, downgrade them. We've been doing everything we can to downgrade them. We spent all this money, and apparently, you know, all kinds of supplies are going to the rebels. Who the fuck knows who the rebels are? Nobody knows who's who over there. And on more than a few occasions, you know.
Well, the CIA payrolled
exactly.
Rebels.
Well, on more than a few occasions, U.S. Guns and U.S. Missile launchers and all this shit wound up in the hands of ISIS. So that's pretty interesting. If you go out, look that up for yourself. But now Russia went in. Now they're all pissed off that Russia went in and is actually going to defeat ISIS. They're saying that within the next 2 weeks, if they keep it up the way they're doing it, they can just completely destroy everything, all this resistance that they, you know, this mop them up, like mop the floor.
And why not, though? Like that was one of my biggest issues with the War of Terror, is that they made it seem like it was such a difficult process. But like I've said in previous episodes, if you could take out the mob, if you could take out the mafia, which, trust me, I'm sorry to say, but they were a hell of a lot more organized and a hell of a lot more fucking powerful, you know, politically and all that jazz, than fucking ISIS.
And a bunch of fucking dudes with Air Jordans and AK-47.
You had the mafia who was fucking tied with a lot of political figures, you know, your police, whatever. And if they could take these assholes down, don't tell me that our military can't take down a fucking group of idiots, a gang. That's all ISIS really is. How many members can they possibly have, dude? In all honesty, 60, 70,000 of them? Fuck out of here. Even if that. You know, it takes a lot of balls to sit there and go, all right, fuck my life. I'm just going to basically commit suicide by fighting with everybody else, you know, against America, against, you know what I mean? To have that type of mentality, like that do or die mentality. And not a lot of people have that. I don't care where you're from. It's just like, it's not a very natural instinct thing to have, which is do or die. It's just survive. That's your instinct. So to get like 60,000 people involved in that, that's a pretty decent number.
They get all their funding from us and from Saudi Arabia. And now
all right. God bless.
All right, we're back, folks. After Blog Talk, just fuck this again.
Sorry about that sneeze, folks. I'm sure that was really annoying, but I'm catching a bit of a cold or allergies or something. Because the fucking weather's weird, dude. It's like fucking zero below nutsack, and it's fucking
80 degrees.
80 degrees out of nowhere. But anyway, before we were getting cut out there, right? You were discussing about basically.
Well, now fucking like I said, Russia is showing how much of a bullshit story the war on terror story is.
Yeah, but I'd be careful, all right? I wouldn't necessarily just believe what Russia's doing just because, you know, you don't necessarily agree with a lot of what America's about. Because you don't know. I mean, Russia's not exactly...
Well, I'm not fully behind them either. I mean,
you know, who the fuck knows what exactly...
I'm
they're
not behind
all
anybody.
In it together, and they just want to wipe out half, you know, Georgia Guidestones might be a Guidestones for all of us.
Well, that's it. That's what I think that. That's,
you know,
what,
that's
I think
what it
is.
Probably could be, you know, a big
that's
fucking
That's what it comes down to. Another self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, if you're going to eliminate, you know, more than 3/4 of people on the planet for your new world order, then you need to have a World War III.
You know, what better way to do it than, you know what I mean, fucking making people believe that there's some kind of a crisis going on. Because I just don't, you know what it is, right? I don't see the real dumb shit that we're being looked at as really happening. Like America, how can it possibly be this stupid where now we're bombing hospitals on accident, or why would we end up turning to be the bad guys? I just don't get that. Like out of nowhere. Like why? We did great with Germany, taking them out. We did, you know what I mean? We're supposedly this great fucking nation. Now all of a sudden, we're now going to be looked at as the world's asshole of the world because
time to flip the script.
Like out of nowhere. It's just weird. Now, I'm not saying other countries always thought of us as good and gracious people, because I know there's a lot of countries that hate us and always hated us because of shit we've done over there. But now it's like really like all in the opening. Like as soon as we have smartphones, now America's seen – it's just like our cops. It's like now we see our cops as assholes because we can see – firsthand with videos that these cops are fucking just beating the shit out of us. That's what happened with Vietnam War. We didn't know how wars even looked like until the Vietnam War showed up. Then people saw that shit, was like, whoa, wait a minute, we got to get the fuck out of here. Bro, those poor soldiers that were drafted in the war were getting spat on, fucking, you know, quiches getting thrown in their face. People got quiches. A quiche thrown right in their face. Who the fuck has quiche? But that's what people had. Eggplants, fucking parmesan. You know what
that's
it is.
What people had.
But my point, you know, real quick, is just that it's just funny how all this is going on really fucking fast. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right, so just a few updates in terms of that. Now it looks like this could become real fucking serious real quick because Russia is sending their largest submarine that has 200 nukes on board to it to Syria. The world's largest submarine, the Dmitry Donsky, NATO-coded Typhoon, has set sail for the Mediterranean, destined for the Syrian coast. Aboard the sub are 20 ICBM with an estimated up to 200 nuclear warheads. Each missile with a reported range of 10,000 kilometers carries 6 to 10 nuclear warheads. The sub set sail from the North Sea base on September 4th and is expected to be there this month.
And what's America's reaction to this?
Secretary of State John Kerry suggested on September 5th, when he expressed concern over reports of Russia's increasing military buildup, the State Department reported that the secretary made clear that if such reports are accurate, these actions could further escalate the conflict, leading to greater loss of innocent life, increased refugee flow, and risk confrontation anti-ISIS operation in Syria. Kerry was referring to the potential Russian interference with U.S.-led airstrikes against the Islamic State. So now Russia's going in and fucking showing who the big boy on the block is. And now they got nukes. So if you want to fuck. We got David Cameron, Mr. Pig Fucker himself, came out and he says, "I'm prepared to press the red nuclear button."
Why? What's going on? Why is everybody hate each other
fucking
so
insane.
Much?
This is fucking insane.
But seriously, why does everybody hate each other so much? What the fuck is pie? What's going on here, dude? Is this really necessary?
So now to make himself look like he's tough on national security, tough on international security and all this shit, trying to put the pig fucking debacle behind him, he's now come out and say that he's ready to push the button, ready to fucking nuke some people, ready to go along with the depopulation.
That's the exact guy you do not want in front of.
Ready to go along with the depopulation.
But that's one of the guys you don't want near anything like that, or in charge to be able to even say anything like that.
So he came out, he said, "The problem with the answer is if you believe like me that Britain should keep the ultimate insurance policy of an independent nuclear deterrent, you have to accept there are circumstances in which the use of nuclear weapons would be justified." That's fucking nuts. Who says that?
That's what I'm saying, man. That's just ridiculous. And what was this guy's credentials?
He's the Prime Minister of Britain. And a pig fucker.
You know, so you got NATO basically telling Russia to back off. They come with the biggest submarine in the whole entire world with nukes attached to this fucking transformer. And fucking now this guy's like, if we have to push the button, we'll push the fucking button. I'd love to push the button. Okay. Folks, there you have it. I mean, what else do you want? I mean, nobody's doing anything. Everybody's going to basically go to fucking sleep and, you know, play fucking Nintendo Dreamcast or whatever. And, you know, it's just getting to the point where things are just getting retarded. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, it's not going to get any better if people sit around fussing and cursing and fighting over the dumbest and most ridiculous things like sports. People beat the shit out of each other if you're not, you know, the same sports fan.
If you don't
like a fan of the same sports, they'll fucking beat the shit out of you, like really hurt you, like really, like beat you bad, and you'll get comas and shit. You know,
for a fucking here in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong sports team.
And people will beat the fuck out of your face. Now, this shit, people will hurt you over, like, I mean, come on, man. Look at what's been going on in the last couple of years with between the fucking Confederate flag, the police beatings. Just, I mean, we don't hear shit about police beatings anymore. Like, that just suddenly stopped. We don't hear shit about this Confederate flag shit and the race war. You don't hear anything about that. Now it's president this, candidates. Then it's, you know,
there's always a distraction. There's always a distraction to keep you distracted.
Then this fucking gun nut goes nuts. And all these gun guys, just real quick on the gun shit, all these gun nuts have the same fucking, same exact thing in common. They're all on fucking psycho fucking drugs. All on
and
mind
that's what
fuck
they,
pills.
That's what they won't tell you. They won't tell you that.
They're going to have to start waking up. and
because it's the gun's fault. The gun told this guy to go out and fucking murk everybody.
It's retarded.
The fact that the guy had a gun made him evil. So that's it.
What I do.
Once you have a gun, you're evil.
What I did like though was they were interviewing.
But we want
the
government to have guns so they could take away the guns from the evil people.
What I did like was that the people on, you know, they were interviewing on CNN and Fox and all that. A lot of them were like, "Listen, I just think what the president said was ridiculous. A lot of people died. The victim families should be thought of, not a stupid political, scheme. You know, not a political get. You know." Barack Obama took that whole opportunity and ran with it for gun control. And really, you know, for the guy that jumped up and supposedly was the hero and got shot 7 times, where's Barack Obama's, you know, offer to the White House? No, a kid gets suspended for having a bomb that if you look, a clock that if you looked at it for real, it looked like a fucking bomb. You know, supposedly, from what I remember hearing and reading, it was a fucking clock inside of a suitcase of some sort.
That's what it was, yeah.
What the fuck else do you think people think that is? I don't give a fuck with no, you know, come on. I mean, this political correctness.
And it had a count. It didn't have a.
That's what you think it looks like.
It had a countdown timer on it. It didn't have like a timer that showed you what time it is, and you know, like in it, like a fucking a clock. We'll show you what time it is, what time it's going to be. It doesn't count down.
And he invites this kid to the White House.
It doesn't count down from a certain point to zero. That's a suitcase bomb right there.
This guy gets shot 7 times trying to get out to the fucking shooter, and Barack Obama just, you know, it was courageous, courageous act. That's it? He doesn't get a fucking White House steak? You have to give him a fucking White House fucking steak and shit and hook him up? Really? It's unbelievable, dude. Like, this guy literally put his life out there. Now, if I was that guy, excuse me, if I was that guy, I would go nuts. I'd be like, dude, I'm about to die, maybe, and you're gonna fucking not even come to me and like say what's up. You know, shoot me a tweet or whatever.
Shoot me a tweet.
You know, do something. You know, acknowledge me, motherfucker. Like, I did something way more intense. And got punished for it, a way worse punishment than a fucking guy with a clock that looked like a fucking bomb. Like, I don't, whatever, I don't care what people think. Like, oh, it's racist. I don't give a shit if it was white, black, Spanish, fuck them. The kid brought in something that looked like a goddamn bomb. I would have been like, yo, dude, that looks like a fucking bomb. The fuck are you doing with this? Like, you don't know. Kids fucking have chlorine bombs in schools. You're going to run it past them if they go on the internet and find out to make a real bomb and that they wouldn't bring that out. I mean, who the fuck knows, man? I don't know. You know, I'm not saying that the kid did or didn't. You know, I don't fucking know. But you know what? I don't fucking care. Let the school and the parents and the kid deal with it. Fuck, this has got to be a national issue. A national issue because some kid got in trouble? Dude, I got in mad trouble for things I didn't do in school. Why isn't that a fucking national? Why are we picking and choosing and weeding out what we decide should be nationalized?
Because it's all a game, all a fucking story.
Exactly.
Now.
To pin us all together. I don't fucking care.
Everything is a manipulated story now.
You know, I mean, the police beatings are one thing. I mean, I think these things should be talked about. I, you know, and that's my opinion. You know, I'm not always fucking cares about me, but I'm just saying, police beatings, sure. You know, that's definitely something to talk about, these police killings and beatings and shootings and shit. But a fucking clock, dude, come on. you know, not on the national news, the mainstream media that's supposed to inform us on things that are fucking crucial and critical. A fucking kid walking in a school with a clock that really looks like a bomb, getting in trouble for it. It's just not that big of a deal, folks. Kid's life wasn't in jeopardy. Yeah, it was fucked up, whatever. But let the school and the town and the state officials deal with it. Stop making this a national broadcast. Everybody needs to pay attention to. Whatever. I just think it's sickening to my stomach that even got blown up the way it did. And then now the school shoot, this college shooting. It's getting ridiculous. How come, since they've been really, really pushing to ban guns and have a serious gun control law going, all of a sudden, these fucking lunatics are coming out of the woodwork, shooting up schools and towns. Where the fuck is this coming from? Out of nowhere?
No.
Yeah, it happened.
No,
but
not,
like,
it's really not from out of nowhere, because William Cooper fucking, like we were talking about self-fulfilling prophecies, William Cooper came out, he said in Behold the Pale Horse, he said in the future you're going to see shit like this. You're gonna see more, like he talked about, like, a couple of years ago, back in the 90s, you know, shit like this happened every once in a while. Like, people would go to a McDonald's and get shot. Like, this is what he talked about in the book. And there was a shooting.
I know that.
There was a shooting in Scotland.
I know the madness behind it. And he came out
and he said, look, in the future, it's going to be more random, and it's going to be more of this shit's going to happen. And it's going to be, it's going to be fucking funded by the government,
yeah,
funded by
absolutely.
FEMA.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that, but we know that. But I'm saying in general, like, all of a sudden, you got to get people to think, like, why would that happen? You know, but yeah, basically you just killed it in a nutshell. So that's basically really the reason. I mean, they want to fucking, they're basically brainwashing people, giving them these psych bugs, and who the fuck knows? You know, I'm never there, so I don't know. If I was there, I'd be able to tell people firsthand, look, this is what happened. But I'm not there, but it's happening so much more now, ever since they started really pushing for these gun laws, and it's just no end in sight. So stop taking the guns away. Don't take the guns away. Take the fucking pills and the fucking, you know, funding for these mass killings. And that's, you know, I hate to say it like this, dude, and I know it's going to come out really fucked up, but you know what? This is our radio show, and this is what it's about. But listen, you go to any other country, there's a far worse fucking things happening than a fucking school shooting, and it happens on a daily fucking basis. So, like, if we get one or two fucking, you know, gun killings, it's not that fucking bad, dude. Because they say that we have one of the highest rate of gun violence, and I'm like, Afghanistan. Syria, Iraq. I can fucking name at least 20 other countries off the top of my tongue that have way worse gun issues than we do. All right? And you know what? I'll take a mass shooting every so often over a mass bombing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's what happens in these fucking countries, man.
Seriously, bombings. People just bomb each other. Bombs coming from the air. Bombs everywhere. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. But, you know, you got another little fucking shindig for us there?
All right. So, to switch it up a little bit, to move away from all that. In a nutshell. So, apparently, Department of Homeland Security is looking to create a smartphone. I thought this was fucking interesting. And since we were talking about police state type shit, now Department of Homeland Security, they want to create a brain chip phone that will constantly monitor what you're doing, and it will self-destruct if somebody is not authorized to use the phone. The handset's going to run on Google Android, and it's being made by Boeing. So,
like, Boeing doesn't have enough issues.
Homeland
with
Security and Boeing.
Now they're gonna
start using. They're trying to use brain chip technology for self-destructing black smartphone. It will learn the user's behaviors. The system could use motion sensors, microphone, GPS to monitor the owners by learning how they speak, move, and type. If it spots unusual behavior, it could also alert security forces and self-destruct. So this is your next generation of fucking smartphone. Everybody was so hyped. They want a fucking Apple iPhone. They want something that talks to them and fucking will wipe their ass and fucking make them dinner. And now, here you go. You wanted smartphones? Now you got smartphone that's going to watch every fucking thing you do. And if you fuck up, if you talk to it, if you talk back to it in the wrong way, it'll fucking blow up right in your face.
That's wasn't that Inspector Gadget? Mission Impossible, right?
Inspector Gadget shit.
Yeah, this message will stop. Or James Bond, right? You know, the computer will blow up or something after the message. That's so ridiculous.
Another paragraph has it saying that the technology powering the devices could identify the user's walking style. Officials would be alerted if the gait does not match the authorized user's walk. So if you roll your fucking ankle or you fucking, you know, you took a fucking good fall, you hurt your hip, you roll your ankle and you start walking, you start crip walking towards your phone, you're fucking dead. That's it.
That's retarded.
You better hope that grandma doesn't come walking towards your phone with her fucking with her hip replacement.
That's ridiculous.
I hear my grandson's phone going off. Let me go get the bowl.
What the fuck?
This is fucking out of control, man. This is ridiculous. This is Matrix shit. We were talking about Matrix shit. This is Matrix shit right here.
It only gets worse from here.
The secret sauce of the mobile device is so-called neuromorphic computer chip that simulates human learning.
Neuromorphic. Neuromorphic?
That is fucking next level fucking
AI. That is serious.
That is AI fucking. This is Rise of the Machines.
Neuromorphic.
This is Rise of the Machines, Skynet, Matrix, all rolled into a fucking Samsung phone.
It's like a phone that metamorphoses. Neuromorphic. I don't think I've ever heard that in my life. Enough. I really don't have much to say to that. I'm just stunned. Maybe I'm just that dumb. I've never heard that. Neuromorphic. What are you gonna do, right? I mean, neuromorphic.
What are you gonna do, neuromorphic?
We got about 4 minutes left there. Ready? We gotta get some of these things jam packed in there.
Oh my god! All right. So on the next level of technology shit. Another interesting thing I saw was that the Air Force is now authorizing the use of a space fence. They're working on a space fence. This isn't like Star Wars. Well, it is like Star Wars, actually. But not like the Star Wars of the 80s. They actually had a program called Star Wars in which they tried to shoot down nuclear missiles. But now it's going to be like they're saying it's going to be a surveillance system that will detect, track, and catalog orbital objects in space over 1.5 million times a day. So that kind of gets me thinking, what do they want kept out? And maybe they want us all kept in. Interesting, right?
Oh, you made that sound funny. I was on my feet when you said that.
What do they want kept out? UFOs? Aliens? I don't know. Apparently,
we hear you.
All right, so on to aliens and UFOs. George Poppy Bush, Mr. Skull and Bones himself, in a Jeb Bush fundraiser, came out and he was asked, when will the U.S. government tell the truth about UFOs? Answer George Bush Sr. gave to the crowd was, Americans can't handle the truth, before the questioning was briefly halted by event organizers. So there you go, Mr. fucking Poppy Bush himself, Mr. fucking deep black CIA involved in the JFK assassination.
Bush.
This guy knows the fucking inside track. He knows the deal. And apparently you can't handle it. You can't handle the truth.
Everything's a fucking movie now. Everything. This whole world, there's been movies, books, all about this shit, and it's really happening.
Yep, exactly.
So, I just think, you know, this whole Russia thing is just really fucked up. I mean, this was a short broadcast. I'm sure we'll have another, you know, longer one next week or whatever. But this one definitely, you know, you can't cover the whole thing because there's just so much to talk about with this.
That's true.
But I do want to say I appreciate all our listeners, especially our archive listeners. RealizeTheLies.com is the website. Email is criticalconvoshow@gmail.com. My name is Chris Knowledge and
Red Rider. Peace.
Take care and keep your buttholes closed.
Watch out for those aliens.
And those nukes.
We
yee.